Imagine for a minute that you go to bed one night as a normal guy, nothing special, and you wake up the next morning and you can fly. That's kind of what it feels like going from being married to being single. Now, it doesn't happen in a single night, but it does happen. You develop these superpowers. I like to think of them as the born-again bachelor superpowers. And being a born-again bachelor really allows you to appreciate all the great things there are about being single. Now, single guys take these things for granted. They don't really realize just how lucky they are. But for those of us who have been married or been in a long-term relationship, a live-in long-term relationship, we know exactly how precious these superpowers are. So today, I'm going to go through 12 superpowers that you get when you go from being married to being single. And technically, being single, male or female, you kind of have these superpowers anyway. So let's talk about it. The first thing that you get back that we usually take for granted, and I'm sure most single people take this for granted, is you get your time back. And I think people take time for granted because we have so much of it, especially when you're young. But as you're getting older, you realize just how valuable time is. And time is a non-renewable resource. So as a commodity, it is without question your most valuable asset. Having your time cannot be overstated because time allows everything in your life to happen. And when you're married, you're voluntarily or involuntarily giving your time up to any number of things. And getting your time back so that you have control over it is incredibly liberating. So time is your number one thing. And if you're single now, don't take it for granted, because there will come a time, when your time will be limited. And whether you know it or not, it really is. The second thing you're going to get back is your financial freedom. When you're married or in a long-term relationship, you're sharing expenses, you're sharing responsibilities. If you've got children, you don't have money. You give all your money to your children. You know, they cost, starting off with diapers and food and clothes, and then there's school and, sports, and just one thing after another, doctor's appointments, medicines, whatever. They're just constantly absorbing your money. And if you're married with children, well, then you've got, that monogram parking spot at Target or Walmart, where your wife goes to park and they're also happy to see her because she's going to help them make payroll this week. Yeah, so you get your money back, which means you now have the power to buy things that you want. And it's kind of an unusual experience at first because you don't feel like, it doesn't feel natural when you go into a store and you indulge on something for yourself. You're like, is it okay that I do this? It's like, well, there's nobody to tell me no. I'm not going to catch any shit for it when I get home. Yes, I can do this. And I know that sounds stupid. And if you've never been married, you don't know what that's like. But when you finally have full control of your finances, it's wonderful. Not only just in buying stuff, but then just planning things, planning your future, planning your retirement, planning, vacations, whatever it may be. You do it all with your own interests in mind. And that is such I hate to use the word liberating again, but I can't think of a better one. It's a freeing experience. You feel so enlightened to be able to do that. So money, financial freedom, don't take it for granted. So number three kind of goes in line with the money, but you got freedom to focus on your personal goals. So you're no longer concerned about whether your goals and her goals or his goals, whichever you got, are aligned. Your goals are your goals, and you can do them regardless of anyone else's opinion or idea or thought or belief or whatever about what you want to do. You have a goal and it seems, personal, irrational. It seems something that you just have an interest in. There's really no benefit to anyone else in the world. It's just your thing. When I was a single father, when my son was born, I wasn't dating anybody. You know, I had no time to myself. I had a little bit of extra money. And I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I enjoyed it so much. I built this huge-ass model railroad with all, and he was part of it too. Like, we just kind of did it together. But I'd be up till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, gluing these little things together and building this little train set. And it was like reliving my childhood for a moment. And this is an irrational, stupid thing, but it was fun. And I had a great time doing it. And I know it's almost like a stereotype of, you know, old men in model railroads. I wasn't even that old back then. I was like, I don't know, I was like 25, 26, 27. But still, I loved it. It was fun. And I didn't have to explain it to anybody. It was my own little indulgence. And yeah, don't take that for granted. When you're single, you can do that. When you're married, I don't know how that model railroad would have gone down. You know what I mean? Those things are expensive, by the way. It's not cheap. Anyway, don't take it for granted. When you're single, you're not compromising with anyone. And that's number 4. Compromising sucks. Compromising is what you do instead of killing each other. So you have murder-suicide there. That's number 1, and that's your first option. Number 2 is compromise. So compromising does not rank very high on desirability scale. But you do it because the alternatives are just not worth it. When you're single, there are no compromises. You make decisions in every area of your life without having to negotiate anything. Negotiations suck. Nobody wants to negotiate. When you have an idea in your head that you want to do something, the last thing you want to do is to compromise or negotiate or find some middle ground. You just want to do it. You just want to live your life like a freaking grown up, you know? And so that's a big one. And when you're married, you're compromising about everything, you know? Some things you just give up on as a man. And I know I gave up on a lot of stuff and I feel bad about it now. But I remember I gave up the decorating of our house because it just wasn't worth the fight. You know, it just was not worth the fight. So I just turned it over. Like, fine, whatever, it's your house. Do what you want with it. Paint it, decorate it, make it girly, girly, whatever you want to do, whatever. I wish I hadn't done that because there were rooms we couldn't even go into. You know what I mean? Like, we had, like, dollhouse rooms. Yeah, no, I don't have any dollhouse rooms in my house now. All the dogs get on all the furniture. Like, if you come to my house, you better bring one of those little rollers because you're going to get dog hair, cat hair, God knows what, all over your clothes. That's just the way my house is now. No compromise. This is a big one. Emotional independence. I've had people tell me that when their parents pass away, they feel a sense of freedom and liberation. Like, they can finally be their authentic selves because they feel like their parents aren't there judging them and observing them and being a part of that experience. They can be their true self finally. And when you realize that you're no longer emotionally dependent on someone for anything, you are truly free. Until then, you're just playing along. You're just partly captive to someone else's opinion of who you are in their life. Being emotionally independent means that you don't need anyone's approval, good or bad, disapproval, you don't care to live your life the way that you see fit. You don't seek out another human being to live your life. And you don't feel a sense of emptiness or loss or loneliness, even when you're alone. Being independent emotionally means getting your life back 100%. When you are no longer in need of another person's approval and you are no longer in need of another person's presence in your life, you are completely emotionally independent. Now, that doesn't mean you might not enjoy someone's company or you might not enjoy something to do, but it's no longer something that you require as an aspect of your life to live a whole and complete life. I remember when my when my wife lived with me, my ex-wife lived with me, and the kids were young, it seemed like we were on the go all the time. Like there was always something happening. There was always somebody who needed something. There was always activity. There was always energy in the house. And just finding peace and quiet was almost impossible. Peace and quiet is the next superpower that you're going to get when you're single. And in order to achieve peace of mind, where you can actually hear your own thoughts, you need a little bit of peace and quiet. It makes an enormous difference. But I remember when my wife would take them on a trip, like say, I don't know, they'd be gone for a few hours shopping or something along those lines, and I would suddenly find myself alone in the house. Oh, it was so delicious just to be alone in my own house with my own thoughts, completely free of any responsibilities and encumbrances, even just for a couple of hours. It was just, it was such a gift. You know, it was such a gift. And if she was like taking them to her mother's house for a weekend or something like that, that was it. It was like party time. It's like, I wasn't inviting anybody over, but you know, I was going to watch my favorite shows. I was going to stay up late. I was going to eat bad food. It was like being a kid when your parents are out of town. You know what I mean? It had that sense to it. It's like, oh my God, I am completely on my own. Can do anything I want. Yeah, so don't overlook peace and quiet, because man, when you don't have it for a while, you just desire it. Yeah. Don't take your phone in the bathroom with you. That might be your only chance. If you're a married guy, that's your only chance. Just leave your phone outside. Just go in there and just do nothing. Just sit there for a while. So peace and quiet. That's a good one. So this one's number 7, and it's optional, but it's a good one. It really is. Dating. Or freedom to explore new relationships. And here's why this is so valuable. So when you're playing the role of husband or father or son or whatever, you know, and throughout your life, and we'll call it life 1.0, you've kind of created this personality, this person that you are. And sometimes it's not very authentic because you're trying to please so many other people. You're trying to please all these other masters. But when you're completely single, especially after you're divorced and you have to sort of rediscover yourself after a long period of time where you have been in this role as a husband, and now you're deciding to go out and meet some new people, you get to be whoever you want. You get to explore new relationships on completely new ground. Like, you're no longer limited by the things that have happened before. If you look back at your marriage, and you say, God, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I hadn't acted that way, or I wish I hadn't been that kind of person under those circumstances. Well, now you get a chance to redo it. You get a mulligan. You can wipe the whole thing clean and just start over. You are a new man. You can be whoever the fuck you want. So you can go into a new relationship with a completely different demeanor, a completely different approach, a completely different perspective on what you want from this relationship. You know what you're going to put up with and what you're not going to put up with. You're not desperate for anything, so you have nothing to lose. You're just going in and you're just going to have a nice time with this woman. And if things work out, great. And if they don't, that's okay too. You're not going to tie anything to it. You're not attached to it. You're not clinging to it. You don't need her. But if she wants to come home with you, great. If she doesn't, great. It doesn't matter, you know? But you get to decide who you're going to be, and you get to write a new story with a new relationship. If you so choose. You know, I know lots of guys are not going back that way, and I get it. But for those of you who still want to play around in that game, the rules are different now. Now you know a lot more. You're a lot wiser, a lot more experienced, and you get to rewrite your role. You get to decide who you're going to be and change the dynamics of that relationship in your favor. So, number 7, you get to explore new relationships. One of the best things you get, almost by default, is self-reliance. Self-reliance means you're no longer depending on someone else in your life to fill a role or do anything. You are responsible for the whole kit and caboodle. It's your thing. The good news with that is that you do stuff the way you want it done. You get it done on your time. You prioritize it the way you want it prioritized. If you want to outsource it, like I have someone come clean my house every couple weeks, you outsource it. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I gave up mowing the lawn because I was working so much. It's like, I don't want to mow the damn lawn on Sundays. You know, I want to do my own thing. So I outsourced mowing the lawn. Hell, I even outsourced picking up the damn leaves because I got fed up with that too. But these are decisions that I can make on my own because I am making all the decisions. I have to do everything. So if I want to outsource it, I outsource it. If I want to just do it, I do it. Doing my own grocery shopping, doing my own cooking, my own laundry, relying on myself for all those things, and then managing my time, my business, my videos, my relationships with my family, all of that comes down to me. Remembering people's birthdays, all that stuff. And I'm glad that I have the opportunity to take that on because now if I ever get into another relationship with anyone, I don't need to depend on them for anything. And having that level of freedom is wonderful. Now, it doesn't mean that if someone came along, I wouldn't allow them to do stuff for me. I'm just saying that I don't need them for that. You know, I don't need them financially. I don't need them for anything. I don't need them for emotional stuff. I don't need them to teach me anything. I don't need them. You know, I am completely 100% self-reliant. And there's no better feeling in the world. In fact, I would say the self-reliance is probably, you know, the best experience. Having control over your lifestyle. That's another big one. And that can mean anything from what you eat to exercise to having animals, not having animals, staying up late, not staying up late, waking up early, whatever. Whatever it is, you have your own lifestyle. You create your own rhythm for your life. And you decide the things that you're going to include in it because you enjoy those things and which things you're going to exclude. You're no longer, going back to the compromise thing, having to compromise and include stuff that you don't necessarily enjoy, you know? I remember trying to, you know, get into shape and trying to, you know, get lean, and it would be a Friday and I'd be on my way home from work and my wife would not have made anything for dinner. And she says, well, let's just order pizza. It's like, really? Really? We're going to order fucking pizza. Like, we all just need that cheese and whatever loaded on. And I'm trying to get my, you know, I'm trying to pop my six pack here. And that pizza is a pain in my ass. You know, I mean, I love pizza. Don't get me wrong. But there's a time and place for everything. And it's just sort of like a lack of respect. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You know where I'm at. You know, physiologically, what I'm trying to achieve. And yeah, pizza just doesn't fit into that. But be that as it may, having control of the rhythm of your life, your lifestyle, is incredibly valuable. And don't overlook it. And if you're a single guy and you take that for granted, you'll regret that because it's something that gives your life texture. It gives you a feeling for your life being your life. And you don't want to give that up easily. Number 10, you now have the opportunity to have much more meaningful friendships and relationships in your life. And as a single person, that comes easily. It's like when you're a teenager and you're in your 20s, you know, you got your old friends from school or whatever hanging out. And when you get married and you have kids, you know, I don't know what your lives are like, but my, you know, after about 10 years of marriage, I lost track of just about every friend I had. And I regret that because those relationships were a part of me and I allowed them to slip away. And now that I'm single again, I'm reestablishing friendships, not just with my old friends, but with new friends. And having the freedom to have these deep, meaningful relationships with people, regardless of their gender or anything about them. I don't have to worry about anyone else telling me that that relationship is good, bad, or otherwise, or that that person's habits aren't what they approve of. My friends had some bad habits. You know, I mean, I have to agree. I had one friend who was probably an alcoholic. Doesn't everybody? He was a great guy, though. You know, he was a great guy. Had another friend who was a Mormon. He was a little weird, too, but still a great guy. A lot of good things about him. I had friends who smoked a lot of pot. You know, They never grew up. Whatever. I still enjoy their company, and they still remind me of who I have been over the course of my life. And those friendships kind of mark a lot of the milestones that I went through life, and some of the memories that we had and we shared were extremely valuable. And to give them up because of a relationship, because of a marriage, was a huge mistake. And so now having the opportunity to create new friendships and reestablish some of those old friendships has been wonderful. I mean, it has been priceless. So yeah, that is definitely a superpower. Number 11 is one of those things that you just can never get enough of. And I think this is probably the reason why most marriages fail to begin with, is that people are not comfortable in their own skin. And when you peel away all of the roles that you take on in a marriage, and you lose everything that you think has value to you, all those things that you're attached to, and you find yourself just alone, just on your own, with your wits and what the people that you care about and two dumb dogs, you start to get really comfortable with who you are. And being comfortable in your own skin is probably the one thing that most people lack today. And I mean that you don't care about other people's good or bad opinion of you or your behaviors. When you get to that point where you truly are living your life completely authentically, because it is the direction that you want to go, it's the direction that you truly know is for you, and you are behaving in the ways that are completely natural and at ease for you, you are comfortable in your own skin. And for you guys that are looking for, you know, a new partner, there is nothing more attractive than a man who's comfortable in his own skin, except maybe a rich man who's comfortable in his own skin. But that's really the difference maker right there. And once you can get to that place, then you really can experience life more completely, more wholly, because you're not worried about what anyone else thinks at all, no matter who or what. You know, you're completely your own man. And then finally, number 12, you get superpower of vision. Supervision. Not that you're being supervised, no, you get supervision. That means that you see life completely differently. Everything about life looks differently to you. Your priority is different. The things that you care about are different. The things that are important to you and are prioritized in your life change significantly when you go from being married to being single. And this may have just come with age too. So it may just be something that you get as you get older, because you have experience. But I think it does come more easily when you're single, because you are able to see those things that have value much more clearly. And those things are not the same as they would have been 10 or 15 years ago. So being able to see the world from the perspective of someone who has a new set of values and who understands the value of their life and the time that they have left and the time that they have with their family and just the experiences that are available to them, you know, the appreciation pays off in ways that you would never imagine, because now the things that other people value are not the same things that you value, and your values are completely your own, and they fulfill your life. And what else could you ask for? All right, you guys, that's what I got for you today. I certainly hope this video has been enjoyable. I hope that this has given you some insights into your own experience and maybe help you find the value in the experience that you're going through. I know this divorce stuff sucks, but I'm telling you, there's a reason for it, and there's probably something good in it for you. I guarantee it. I am a completely different person than I was a decade ago, and I like the person that I have become much better than the person I was 10 years ago. And I hope that you can say that yourself one day. I hope that you can look back on this whole experience of becoming single and realize that it's not the end of something. It's the beginning of something. All right, man, I'll see you next time. Please remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single. Oh, remember to like and subscribe, then stay healthy, and then stay single. See you next time.